Once they were inside, he activated an intercom and asked,
"Authorization?"
"Don't have one," Jana said. "I just need to get her checked for ejection injuries before we interrogate her."
The guard nodded and initiated the scan. None of the items in Jana's equipment belt seemed to trouble him, but he frowned and pointed at the thigh pocket where she had stowed her lightsaber.
"What's that?"
"High-powered glow rod."
Jana pulled the lightsaber from its pocket and stuck the emitter nozzle against the transparisteel in front of his eyes.
"Want me to show you?"
"No."
Not wanting to be blinded by the powerful light, the guard quickly looked away and reached for a button on his panel.
"Please proceed, Captain. You know where the exam rooms are."
The far door slid open, and Jana led Cece into the prison's infirmary wing. Like the other side of the primary access tunnel, it was a cavernous durasteel vault with 5 stories of catwalks ascending into the murky heights above. But each level seemed to have its own purpose. The lowest level, about 3 meters below the balcony where Jana and Cece had emerged, seemed to be a combination morgue and waste disposal area. A single black four-armed droid with a skeletal frame and green glowing photoreceptors was working in the pit, pulling medical waste off a conveyor belt and feeding it into a white-mouthed fusion incinerator. On the wall across from the incinerator was a line of a dozen meter-square body drawers, all closed and presumably full, as there were a pair of corpses resting on gurneys along the wall. The main level was lined by examination rooms, while the next story up had too many attendants pushing hover gurneys along the catwalk to be anything but diagnostics or surgery. Jana led her prisoner over to a lift tube and found 2 possibilities on the control panel: patient cells on level 4 and authorized access only on level 5. Jana was still pondering her choices when Cece said,
"Patient cells, they don't allow regular medical staff on the interrogation level, and your friend needs attention. She won't be hard to find."
Detecting no hint of deception in Cece's force aura, Jana pressed patient cells, and they ascended to level 4. The catwalk was modestly busy. At the far end, a pair of GAG guards stood in front of a closed door holding blaster rifles. Guessing they would be guarding Myrta's cell, Jana started forward, pushing her prisoner ahead of her. They passed several open cells where nurses or droids were stooping over the lowered access panel of a blocky gray containment bed, tending to their patients. A couple of times, they passed guard escorts leaning against doorways, swinging their stun sticks and looking bored. No one gave Jana a second look as she passed with her prisoner. By the time they were 3/4 of the way down the catwalk, she felt certain no one was paying any attention to them. She stretched her force awareness out toward the cell and found an angry, disheartened presence lying inside.